This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Private child care centers are the latest to offer perks to parents lining up to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Starting last week and running through July 4th, they're offering free child care to parents with vaccine appointments or who are recovering from vaccine side effects. That's on top of other corporate and state incentives, which range from free beer to lottery sweepstakes. State early childhood officials announced the participation today of the state's largest daycare chains, KinderCare and La Petite Academy, in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. YMCA locations across the state are also offering free child care, including for non-members. Earlier this month, New Mexico officials unveiled a $5 million sweepstakes for vaccinated adults, the largest such prize in the country. Today, they said there was a slight increase in vaccination registrations following the announcement of the cash prize. Companies have pitched in incentives as well, from free beer to free rides from ride-hailing apps. Some New Mexico lawmakers are supporting the Biden administration's pause and review of federal oil and gas lease sales. 24 Democrats sent a letter yesterday to the president and Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. They said they are committed to moving away from the state's overdependence on fossil fuels. Most New Mexico lawmakers are walking a more conservative line, given the industry's significant role in funding state government. The letter-writing effort was spearheaded by State Senator Carrie Hamblin, who leads the Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce. Democratic legislative leaders were not among those who signed on, and those who did represent urban districts far from the state's oil and gas patches. House Minority Leader Representative Jim Townsend called the letter irresponsible, saying it failed to offer any concrete plans for protecting workers and the state's economy. Legislative analysts earlier this year noted that the recovery in oil prices and production accounted for about 75% of the increase in expected general fund dollars for the state. A wildfire in Arizona that has neighboring New Mexico breathing in smoke is one of several blazes scorching the drought-stricken Southwest. Fire officials say it could be the start of a devastating summer. Residents in New Mexico's largest city woke up today to find Albuquerque once again shrouded in smoke. The state already is dealing with its own fires. Crews are fighting blazes, including one that was sparked by lightning 3 weeks ago in the Gila National Forest. It has charred more than 71 square miles and has forced the closure of the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and much of the surrounding wilderness. A New Mexico environmental official and others say setting a national drinking water standard for so-called forever chemicals is needed to address contamination around the country. New Mexico Environment Secretary Jim Kenney was among those who testified before a congressional committee today. New Mexico is locked in a court battle with the federal government over the cleanup of toxic plumes from past firefighting activities at two U.S. Air Force bases. Similar contamination has been found at numerous sites around the U.S., prompting lawsuits by other states and water utilities. While the case runs its course, the state is trying to determine the size and scope of the contamination so it can begin to formulate plans for cleaning up the chemicals, which have leached into nearby water sources. The work will take another year to complete, but officials have said the samples already show levels that exceed the health advisory set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency by significant amounts. Kenney said he can't protect New Mexicans without a federal regulatory framework for the chemicals. This is KUNM.